بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمد عبده ورسوله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كلمات طيبات رسول اكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم انتخاب فرمودا شاه ولي الله صاحب حديث الدهلوي رحمه الله عليه. حضرت کتاب ابے فرم نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، انبیاء کرام، صحابہ کرام، تابعین، تابع تابعین، اولیاء اللہ دے شارٹ ہسٹریز has compiled one of the section that mentioned few ahadith, short ahadith, we'll take lessons from. And this ahadith is selected by a great wali of Allah, Shah Waliullah Muhaddith al-Dahlawi rahmatullah alayhi. It was a hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيْسَ الْخَبَرُ كَالْمُعَايَنَةِ روایت مشاہدہ کے برابر نہیں. فائدہ اہل دنیا اگر اس حقیقت کو سامنے رکھیں تو کتنے الجھنوں سے نجات مل جائے. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم mentioned the meaning of the hadith and explanation, understanding of the hadith is that when you hear something is not like what you see physically yourself. This is generally refers to when you hear some people say something regarding incident or regarding somebody else says anything, then you do not believe until you have proper evidence, until you confirm it. Referring also to ayat of the Quran al-Kareem, where Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu in ja'akum fasiqun bi naba'in fatabayyanu an tusibu qawman bi jahalah fatusbihu ala ma fa'altum nadimin. That if somebody comes to you and says something, brings any information, brings any news, brings any story, so you must rectify it before you come to any conclusion, and before you even pass it to anybody else, before you even leave alone passing, but you believe in yourself or speak about it, first get a proper investigation done. Until you do not get confirmation, do not even believe, do not pass it to others. Firstly, before even all that, if it matters to us in any way, if it doesn't matter to us in any way, then nothing to worry about. Just forget it and carry on with their life. But if it's concern somebody close to you, or there is danger for anybody, then investigate first, confirm it. Lots of time, and even the Quran al-Kareem obviously says something, reality. That maybe you come to conclusion, you believe it, and you react to it, and maybe you want to hurt somebody, or somebody's feeling you hurt. Then afterwards you realize that no, what your message you got is wrong. It was false. It was misunderstanding. Yes, when it comes to the Quran, what Quran says, when it comes to Hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there you don't need to see, you believe in whatever Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was given the title Siddiq. One of the reason that when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went for Mi'raj, he came, he told the Kuffar he went for Mi'raj, and he went Kaaba from Makkah Mukarramah, he went to the Masjid Aqsa, and from Masjid Aqsa he went seven heaven, past seven heaven by Allah, came back. So kuffar had a good laugh, and they came. Abu Bakr Siddiq and says, "You always side your friend, whatever he say you believe. Look, is this you going to believe? It take us months at least from here to go to Masjid Aqsa." And he says, overnight and even the, not even an hour, less than an hour. He went and further he went and further he went and came back. You still going to believe in him? For them, it was like a joke. They thought, as Abu Bakr also will say, no man, it can't be possible. This for them was impossible. But as Abu Bakr Siddiq says, tell me who said this? Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said it. They said, yes, he said it. Abu Bakr Siddiq says, if he said, then is the truth, is the reality. Even if we understand, don't understand, the fact that he said, there's nothing, there's no question. Obviously, this was a, for us is a small thing, but for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, at that moment, at that time, in the situation where everybody was in denial, and for him to get this word from Hazrat Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, it was in his favor and great support to him. Morally, a great support. So, as far as the teaching of the Quran, Hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you don't wait to see, or you don't wait whether you understand or not. You believe whatever teaching of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is. But when it comes to everybody else, when they say something about anybody or about incident or anything, do not believe or pass it to others until you investigate properly. Lots of time, we hear lots of things. Meantime is false rumors, lies, propagandas, and so on. Another hadith, Nabi Karim SAW mentioned, Al-Harb Khud'ah, Jang to Chalaki ka naam hai. جنگ میں بعض دفعہ شجاعت سے زیادہ مخادعت کام آتی ہے، لہذا عذر حدیث میں مضائقہ نہیں، مگر نقض عہد و امان بہرحال جائز نہیں. وہ is a deception. Other words, war is a name of plotting, planning properly. Wars are won not all the time because of the bravery or because of the power, physical power. No. It's loss of time. Wars are won because of proper planning, proper plotting. Islam have no problem with that as long as a person not breaking the promise made with anybody. You cannot speak lies. You cannot say that you're going to do something and then people believe in you and then you're against it. No. There must be no lie, there must be no breaking the promise. But generally, the war, that's how the wars are. And also, the power of planning come from Allah. Right understanding of planning also come from Allah. So there we have to ask Allah Ta'ala for help all the time. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's dua is, Allahumma arinal haqqa haqqa wazquna attiba'ah. Wa arinal batila batila wazquna ijtinabah. Oh Allah, make me see the truth as the truth always. Truth I must see as the truth. And the falsehood I must always see as a false. As the truth I must see as the truth. And let me give me tawfiq to follow it. And false, give me understanding of it that is a false. And give me tawfiq to keep away from it. So false is a false. Truth is a truth. Now the differentiating between truth and the false has come from Allah. Allah don't bless that to everybody with the understanding. So you have to ask Allah Ta'ala, lots of time, lots of things, confusion. Confuses us, we don't know which way to turn. So ask Allah Ta'ala for guidance, ask Allah Ta'ala for direction. So Allah Ta'ala must put in our heart, lots of time we say, it was the right time, right thing, right time. No, it's from Allah. Nabi Kareem SAW mentioned that Al-Muslim Mir'atul Muslim. A Muslim, Dusre Muslim ka aina hai. A Muslim is a mirror of another Muslim. Lots of words in the Arabic are such that others has taken from the Arabic. In English, the mirror is actually taken from the Arabic word mir'at. In Arabic, mirror called mir'at. So one Muslim is a mirror for another Muslim. What's the meaning? Yani har mu'min ka dil dusre ki taraf se aina ki tarah saaf aur beghubar hona chahiye. When we have a mirror in the car or by the house or in the bathroom, wherever, we would like the mirror to be clean all the time. Car also, river mirror also, side mirrors also. Because we know if that is not clean, then it can be trouble. It will not serve the purpose. It can put us in danger. So mirror is always kept clean. How the mirror is kept clean always, that's how our hearts must be for the other Muslim. One Muslim's heart must be kept clean for the other Muslim. If some misunderstanding takes place, try and clear it, rectify it. Do not keep it in the heart. Therefore, we have to try our best not to let the situation reach to such a level where it goes to the heart and then it's difficult to take it out of the heart. Especially the words. When we speak to somebody, say something to someone, have to think. Today a person says something, tomorrow you can ask for, it can be forgiven, but not forgotten. Person will forgive, he says, no man, you said sorry, so I forgive you, but it not be forgotten. So watch with the words what we speak. It can be forgiven but not forgotten. Person will remember. And every time remembrance comes back, it will affect the heart. It will trickle the heart and there will be some kind of ill feeling in the heart. So do not. And obviously we are weak. We have to ask Allah Ta'ala that make us strong, that we forgive and forget. And avoid those things which hurt somebody's feeling. And if somebody else is anything, we forgive and we forget. Another hadith of Nabiyyu Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Al-Mustashar wa Mu'taman. Jisse mashwara kiya jaye, usko amanat dari lazim hai. If the person want to ask us for any opinion, person says, what car is, you know, right thing to buy, for example? Or what kind of job I must get in? Or where I must invest so I can make something better profit? So it's anything for that matter. Person asking for the opinion. So it means that person have a trust on us. This person trust us. Person knows that we will say the right things, give a right opinion. So now that is an amana, that is a trust. We make sure, give the right guidance, give the right opinion. The person says, no. This is now, person with a corrupt mind, says, no, this person, this look like a, he doesn't know what's happening. let me put him right. Then the Kono certain ka is not right, but he will believe in me. So I speak lies and tell him no, by this. Meantime, we know it's wrong. False opinion we're giving, lying. So we're going against the trust of a person. Maybe person will believe, person, because of his trust on us, and actually not supposed to even trust because the way we carry on, they're not supposed to be trusted. So, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaching us hadith, if somebody asks you for any opinion, make sure you give. If you don't know, say it, I don't know. Or ask somebody else. But don't give wrong. And when you give opinion, don't keep our motive, personal gain, in front. Keep that person who's asking his profit, his benefit. And say, see, I can get something for you, no problem, but somewhere else you will get it cheaper, or you get it better. Now this is a real amanat. Maybe Shaitan will make us feel that, no, but how are you losing? This was a right opportunity for you to make money, and now you're sending me somewhere else? No. That little sacrifice you make for Allah Ta'ala's sake, following the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's teaching, somewhere else Allah will give you much more than that. Otherwise, by crookery and shrewdness, you'll make money maybe, but it will go faster than it came. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, "Ad-dallu ala al-khayri kafa'ilihi." Ad-dallu ala al-khayri kafa'ilihi. Nek kaam ka batane wala bhi uske karne wale ke barabar hai. You guide somebody to the right path, or show somebody a right path, or tell somebody to do something good, you will get the same reward as you did yourself. Tell somebody for namaz, somebody read namaz, you get a reward for his namaz also. On the day of Qiyamah, some people will come, they will see lots and lots of deeds extra. Say, oh Allah, they will even say to Allah, oh Allah, I never do so much good, and so much came in your account, maybe. It came in the wrong account. Allah said, no, not the wrong account. So I never do all this. He said, no. You never do yourself, but you were advising others to do this good deeds. You couldn't do, they did it. You only could read 5 namaz a day. But you made fikr for the others to also perform salah. So they read day 5, so it's coming in your account too, because you were the means. So always. And Muslim, we are born dies. Natural is in our nature. You're always wishing good for people. You always want goodness for people. You tell the person, do this, don't do this. This is good for you, this is no good for you. We see a person taking the road which may lead to danger. Even if you don't know the person, not your friend, tell him, don't go here, it's trouble. Why? Because that's naturally that da'wat towards the goodness is built in our system, with the iman, it comes with the iman. But if the person gets happy to guide, misguide the person, then obviously he's going against the nature. Ista'inu ala al-hawa'ij bil-kitman. Zarurato mein madad chaho chupa kar. Bila wajah apni zaruriyat ka charcha na karna chahiye. Usse dushmano ko dakhal andazi ka mauka mil jata hai. Your life, your needs, don't expose and don't talk about it to everybody. Your needs, your life, your private life, you must keep it to yourself as a secret. Lots of time, we brag about lots of things. We talk about our own life to people, people take advantage of it and it becomes a means of hurting us. Person can hurt. Person can hurt us tomorrow. So try not to brag. Today everything person, every minute person want to tell the world what he's doing. Cooking, even the ladies in the kitchen, they want the whole world to know what they're cooking today. From the time what they use to cut the onions, then what kind of machine they use to peel it, and then what kind of stove, and what kind of spoon, and what kind of pot, and then how they cook, then how you dish out, and how you laid it out, and how many people ate. From there, it carries on and on and on. So every minute of our life, it broadcasts, and people must see. It's lots and lots of dangers. Shaitan tells us, no, you're doing good. See, people must see what you're doing. There'll be more people will be laughing at us than being happy for us. One is to laugh in happiness. One is to laugh as a joke, as a mockery. We don't realize lots of people, they take it as a, become hasad and jealous. Instead of we making happy, making them angry. So, our life, keep it to ourselves. You don't have to tell people what you're doing, what you're owning, what you have, what you don't have. No. The Nabi Sallallahu's teaching, Allah, Nabi Sallallahu knows what is good for us, what is no good for us. Allah Ta'ala, give us tawfiq to follow every advice of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Once again, reminder, make dua for all the marhums. Whoever passed away throughout the world, Allah Ta'ala grant everybody jannat al-firdaws. And whoever sick, whatever sickness, Allah Ta'ala give them complete afiyat and shifa ya ajila kamila, daima mustamirra. And those who are not sick, Allah keep them with a good health, with afiyat. And all of us are sick, spiritually we all are sick, physically we may be not sick. So spiritual sickness, sickness of the heart, malice, hatred, jealous, pride, greed, and so much more. Allah Ta'ala give us complete shifa and afiyat from all sickness, all the kind of sicknesses. And the remedy, and the precaution, and the treatment for the sicknesses is a sadaqah. Continue giving sadaqah. Don't get tired of giving sadaqah, and don't feel that you will lose or you will have nothing tomorrow if you carry on giving. Never ever happen and never will happen. يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَا وَيُرُبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah Ta'ala always increases sadaqah. Sadaqah is increase. So continue. As every opportunity to give sadaqah, give sadaqah. Little, big way, small way, whichever way. Now is the time to give more because everybody put the fear in you. Everyone is in the fear and they want you to be also in the fear. World cannot see somebody without fear. Or smiling, happy, no. Every word they will say, put you in the fear, fear, pressure, fear. Continue giving sadaqah. We have Allah Ta'ala our side, Allah Ta'ala will protect. And give sadaqah on behalf of the ummah also. Make intention, oh Allah, this sadaqah I'm giving on behalf of the whole ummah. Allah Ta'ala guide the ummah, unite the ummah. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. لا معبود إلا الله، لا مقصود إلا الله، لا مسجود إلا الله، لا مشهود إلا الله، لا إله 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 إن الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله، 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. لا خالق إلا الله، لا مالك إلا الله، لا رزاق إلا الله، لا قاضي الحاجات إلا الله، لا إله 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 إلا الله، محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واهد الناس جميعا، اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى، اللهم اهد الإنس والجان لا هادي إلا الله، لا إله 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 إلا الله، محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. لا شافي إلا الله، ولا كافي إلا الله، ولا غفار الذنوب إلا الله، ولا ستار العيوب إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، إن 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 الله،
inna Allah, 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 inna Allah,
la ilaha inna Allah, محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. هذا الله الله نورس أبناء سينا بل جئت سكا होकर जीजिए तो सका होकर जी मरे तो सका होकर मर हरदम अल्लाह अल्लाह कर अल्लाह 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 الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم سبحان الله شام بالله سبحان الله شام بالله سندي في ردي هدم الله 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 لا
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغني واصلح لنا شأننا كله لا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم أعنا على سكرات الموت، اللهم أعنا على غمرات الموت، اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفي أهل الموت، اللهم اغننا بحلالك عن حرامك، واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك، اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكها أنت وليها مولاها، اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وجعل نقمتك من جميع سخطك، اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم نسألك العافية دوام العافية والشكر على العافية. اللهم نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمانة وحسنك والرضا بالقضاء. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا إلى طاعتك، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم اجعلنا مفتاحا للخير مغلاقا للشر. اللهم الهمنا مراشد امورنا وعجزنا من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا. اللهم اغفر لامه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم اهدي وانصر امه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم اصلح امه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم تجاوز عن امه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم فرج عن كرب امه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم عاف واحفظ امه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم ارحم امه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم كثر امه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم، اللهم باقية كباقية الوليد، اللهم احسن فروجنا ويسر لنا امورنا، اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر ما بطن، اللهم نسألك عيشة نقية ميتة سوية مدخل مخزي ولا فاضح، اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا وبين قلوب المسلمين، ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. صلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا الله رب العالمين.